The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofu, has called on religious bodies to pray for God's blessings on the nation. He said the nation needs peace and stability at all times in its development efforts. Mr. Ofosu-Ampofu made the call when he joined in worship with three Tema-based churches. We bring you a news desk report.
The minister, who is also the NDC parliamentary candidate for Tema West, expressed optimism that as Ghanaians pray for peaceful elections in December, the will of the Lord would prevail so that whoever is chosen to lead the nation would be accepted by all. Later, at the inauguration of the constituency branch of the Youth for Mahama and Ampofu Fan Club, Mr. Ofosu-Ampofu said the time has come for Ghanaians to desist from voting along party lines. He said Ghanaians should rather give their mandate to people who have their well-being at heart. He also promised to offer an efficient leadership that would address the numerous challenges facing the constituency. Mr. Ofosu-Ampofu urged members of the fan club to be good and worthy ambassadors of NDC and desist from acts that would soil the good image of the party.
That was a news desk report. Vice President Park Kwesi-Mensah Arthur has appealed to all religious organizations to continue to pray for presidential candidates and their party leadership against any misfortune, including accidents, as they move across the country campaigning. They should also pray for peace to prevail even after the election. Vice President Mensah Arthur made the appeal when he called on the Yerina of Wa. Seth Eya has filed this report.
Vice President Park Kwesi-Mensah Arthur first called on the Wana Fuseni people to introduce himself and to solicit for prayers and advice. He asked the people to vote for President Mahama to enable the NDC to bring more development to the Upper West region.
We are going to go into an election in about a month and a half, and I've come to visit with my colleagues and comrades in the NDC to find out the work they are doing, to encourage them to do some more work, to explain some of the things that the president has decided will do in his next term, that he wants you to give him his own active mandate that we can use to bring development to the Upper West and to the rest of Ghana. We in the NDC are the party of development and make sure that every region has a fair share of this nation's resources.
At Tindana's Palace, Vice President Mensah Arthur advised the motor riders who followed his convoy to be law-abiding and also comport themselves before, during and after the election. He said with President Mahama leading the NDC, the one-touch victory is achievable.
We will ask them to comport themselves and not to be encouraged to do anything that will mar the peaceful nature of this country and the elections that are coming. We know that we'll be victorious in the election. We know it will be a one-touch. I know that everybody is proud that we have a president who goes out and brings glory to Ghana. We saw him at the United Nations, and we know that we have somebody that we can be proud of. So, Wana and his elders, I come here with greetings from the president and from the government.
Vice President Mensah Arthur's next point of call was the Muslim chief, the Yerina, at the forecourt of his palace. He asked the Yerina and his people to vote for President Mahama and the MP for Wa Central and Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament, Rashid Pepu. The Vice President ended his call on religious leaders with a visit to the residence of the Kali Bishop of Wa, Very Reverend Pobemile. The Vicar General, who represented the Bishop, described President Mahama and Vice President as a formidable team and capable of managing the affairs of the country. He called on the government to partner faith-based organizations in managing education, roads, and the construction of the Upper West Regional Hospital. These, the Vice President promised, to work on.
The NDC believes that we have a better strategy for the development of this country. And we have opponents who have one single issue. We think that the way we have put our manifesto together balances the many, many considerations that go into development. We have looked at the infrastructural issues, and coming here is one way of also experiencing some of the bad roads that you've talked about. I may not be on the Nandom Road, but I'll be on the Tumu Road, and I hear it is not in the best way. So we'll experience it, and therefore we'll find a way that maybe this is of a greater priority than some of the other things that we want to do. I've heard document also about faith-based education, and then I promise that I'll study this issue and advise the president on the way that I think will be best for this country. Finally, we have also talked about health, and I know about this project, the regional hospital in Wa. I know that a lot of people feel it's a very crucial project for the residents of this region. I believe so, that we need to spread the benefits of development to every corner of this country. It should not be the case that every referral has to be done to Accra.
You heard Vice President Emisa Arthur ending that report by Seth Aya.